We are back with more Castle Country Focus here on Castle Country Radio, and being joined in the studio today by two special guests from Broom Point Elementary. We have Ricky Palmer and Cassie Bailey. They're both going to talk about what is happening right now at Broom Point. And we'll first bring in Ricky Palmer. She is the secretary at Broom Point. First off, Ricky, it's great to get you in today. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Definitely. There's a lot going on right now at Broom Point, and we have to start by talking about the teachers getting ready for SAGE test. You and I were talking off of the cuff. I mean, this is a big deal. It takes a lot of preparation, and the teachers are hard at work with it.
Teachers at Broom Point are great, and they don't mind putting in all the extra time to get this test going, and the kids are preparing, and they're doing great. So kudos to our teachers and our students for that.
Now, there is a lot of other stuff going on outside of SAGE testing, which is a good thing, right? I mean, we have the DARE program. Everybody knows about DARE, but this has been a long-running program that the kids seem to get a lot out of.
Doing great out there. It's Chief Leonard that teaches our class, and it's the fifth grade class. They did it last quarter, and all the kids really responded well to him. And they actually all graduated on February 10th, so that was a great thing.
What are some of the kids' favorite aspects of DARE that you've been able to pick up?
Well, I just think having Chief Leonard there, he's a kind of an icon in our community, and he, you know, gives them good advice, and they love it. They love having him there and listening to him, and they really enjoy having him teach too. So that was a good thing for the kids there.
Now, does this program go on all year long?
No, it actually only goes on for about, I would say, maybe a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about a month.
Great. That's the DARE program at Broom Point Elementary. Let's also talk about Carbon Cares for Kids. You can go ahead and explain to me a little bit about this and what it actually is.
Well, we're very appreciative to those people that have put this together. It's a new addition to our school. And what they do is they bring weekend meals out to our school. And we have probably about 27 great big bags that we distribute every Friday. And so, you know, very generous, and we want to give a shout to them and tell them thank you so much for thinking of our children out there in Sunnyside.
You guys seem like you're very busy at Broom Point.
We are a busy school.
That's a good thing.
We are. We're very busy. We do. We're just constantly doing something, looking something for, you know, to better improve our kids, and great scores out there with all of our scores on our testing. And yeah, we keep it busy out there.
I got to ask you, Ricky, I always ask the students when they come in, I'll ask the teachers and the principals this. We're in the home stretch of the school year already. I mean, it's February.
Right.
We're not that far away from summer break. Do secretaries, do they get the itch for summer break too?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. That's a silly question. Everybody does, right?
Yeah, we do. We get it. Yeah, most secretaries are 10-month employees, so we get 2 months off. But yeah, it's a nice break. But you know what? It's also nice to go back to
the
kids.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky, I really do appreciate you coming in today to talk about some of the aspects going on at Broom Point. It was great to have you in.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Definitely. We have another guest who's going to step up and join us now, Cassie Bailey. She is the school counselor, and she has a couple of other programs that she is going to talk about. Cassie, great to get you in today as well.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Well, let's start by talking about the PAWS program. Now, we know a little bit about that here on the radio station. I think it's a great deal. You know, the kids get to read to an animal. It's pretty neat.
Yes. So we have coordinated with Active Reentry, Nancy Bentley and her two dogs, Logan and Baxter. They will come to our school at least one time a month. And instead of having our students read to the dogs, we actually use them in our school counseling program. And Logan and Baxter help us with our social skills, improve our social skills when we do our groups. And also we will work individually with the students and utilize the PAWS program to help our students become successful students.
You guys also have something that's a tradition in all elementary schools. I know it's the spelling bee.
Well, yes, we have had the spelling bee this month at Broom Point. The fourth and fifth graders participated, and Mr. Grundy was a teacher in charge of that. We had three winners. Jersey Wayman, she won the first place and received a $75 prize. Tiana Dickerson was second and won $50. And Maria Elena Garcia won third, and she received a $25 prize. Sunnyside Co-Gen was a sponsor of the cash gifts. Thank you so much for that sponsoring and the prize money.
And Cassie, we'll end with this. Strengthening Families, you can explain this a little bit to us.
Yes, Strengthening Families is a program that they have here in Carbon County, and they have partnership with Broom Point. We have about 60 families signed up through our school to do the Strengthening Families program. And what the Strengthening Families program is a parenting and family strength parenting program for high risk and general population families. It's an evidence-based program that improves parenting skills and family relationships, reduce problem behaviors, delinquency and alcohol and drug abuse in children, and also improves social competency and school performance. It's a 12-week course that the families will attend each week on Tuesday evenings.
Well, Cassie, you guys have definitely a lot going on. I appreciate you stopping by the studio today and explaining some of it to us.
Thank you, Jordan. We appreciate this.
It's my pleasure, definitely. That is another school district update right here on Castle Country Focus. We'll do it again next Wednesday.